Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you on this little bit rainy weekend that we've had. A little bit of frost over the Friday evening into Saturday morning. Things are changing in our state, and we are seeing a rapid move from fall into the early beginnings of winter. Man, I tell you what, I'm not ready for winter itself, but it is, again, another season in which we get to experience in our great state of Iowa, the four significant seasons. And I'm thankful for each one. Each one has its own bearing and its own way of doing things. A lot of times I sit out there in the midst of the winter, look out the window and see the land around me. I'm a small farm up in North Mahaska area. And I see the ground as it lays still, but yet it's working. God's at work even with the snow that falls upon it, the rain, the ice, all those things to get the moisture back in the ground. And we are so blessed and thankful for the moisture that we have received even this past week. I'm happy for that. I'm thankful. And we need to get our rivers and all those things back to the right level of water. And we just thank you. Thank the Lord for helping us in that. But maybe today you're traveling down the highway. Be safe as you're traveling with the rainy conditions, and also too on the roads. Just be safe as you travel down the highway wherever you might be going. Maybe you turn on to Vital Ministries this morning, and I just encourage you to hang on with us. We got a great teaching this morning as we speak to you, and also to those of you on your way to church, headed to time of worship. A time of which you can come together as the brothers and sisters in Christ and praise Jesus, and also to not only enjoying fellowship, but also to hearing a word from the Lord from your pastor. And what a great opportunity that will be as well. Just be safe as you travel today. And those of you that are at home, thank you for listening and being part of Vital Ministries on your Sunday morning, taking time. I so appreciate you taking your just being with us today. Just thank you so much. And I know time is important. And with that being said, we'll get started this morning, get moving. But before we do, I want to bring one more thing as a reminder that we do have our next Warrior Breakfast. It's going to be November 4th, which is going to be next Saturday. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be at the Lighthouse Church from 8 to 9 o'clock. Meat is always on the menu. It's, again, at 8 o'clock at the Lighthouse Church in New Sharon, and we'll have a great time as men. You can also, too, bring your young men, your boys. And also, too, it's a place in which you can bring somebody who wouldn't normally go to church but would come to a men's breakfast. And I'll be given a word of encouragement that morning. It should be a great, exciting time. You don't want to miss it. Again, that is November 4th, Lighthouse Church, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., over promptly, so you can get on with your morning and get on with your day, and you don't want to miss it. So I hope to see everyone there for that great coming event with Vital Ministries. But let's get started this morning. Last week, we talked about the education mountain, in which it supports the first two mountains, which are the religion and the family mountains. These three mountains will be the ones who influence the remaining four mountains, in which we're going to speak in the next 4 weeks. It's the last it's like scattering seed on a farm plot or sowing grass in a yard and watch it as it grows. I have a friend of mine who has a lawn business and seeds yards for grass and gets things going well and just does a great job. My friend Jeff, who is very sharp and getting yards to looking really, really great. Recently, he reseeded two of our duplexes that the front yards had just went bad with the grass. It just looked not good, and it was patchy, and just it just wasn't a good normal yard that you would see in our great state. But the yard that the patchy and the grass, it just wouldn't grow. And something was wrong and something had to happen. So Jeff, he goes in and takes that bad yard and he tore it all up, reseeded it and fertilized it, and also put it down with fabric to hold it into place. Man, it was picture perfect when he was finished. With the rains that came, even that when the drought we were experiencing right after the drought, he planted, and man, did it take off. And the grass is full and green and covered with our front lawns of our duplexes, and it looks great. By broadcasting the seed and replanting it, changed the condition of the yards. That is what the religion and the family and education mountains should be doing. Tearing up soil, replanting, regrowing the culture. This is essential for us as we go forward as the culture and as a nation. We've allowed the devil to take a foothold of these mountains, taking on what I would say creating woke churches who don't preach the Bible and fall into their own truth and knowledge and telling people that everyone makes it to heaven. That is false truth. There is also what happens in the family mountain that we see family units being ended up and split with divorce running rampant throughout our nation. And our children no longer find identity in Christ, but in mixed identity from gender to animals to even saying it's okay to be confused as to having a true mother and a true father figure in the home. We need renovation. We need reseeding in the family mountain. And then last week we talked about our education system, which is broken to the extent of one person of a minority in thinking, not race or sex, to take over a classroom or even a system to where it is given more support, more identity than the other children that are in the classroom. And because of that, they don't get the teaching that is really the expectation that really could be in the room, all because of the minority of one. That's why we need the Holy Spirit driven reformers to go and come from these mountains to believe in God the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, and the power that comes from the Holy Spirit. When we have people that passionate followers of Christ, they will take back these mountains that are already God's. Hopefully this makes sense this morning. But folks, we need a Holy Spirit revival in the Lord for our cities, for our state, and for our nation. In November, our church in New Sharon, the Lighthouse Church, is having a 21 days beginning November 1st. We as a church have turned the corner and we're looking for Jesus to guide us. We're praying to God to help us in four areas. First of all, to confess sin and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Search my heart, O God. That'll be our beginning prayer. And then we'll be praying for our church to please bring revival, restoration, and rebuilding in the midst of our own place of worship. Third, we'll be praying for our community, lost souls, for looking for hope in the times of desperation in which we live. And fourth, praying for our nation, to rebuild our nation, and to also, too, to be praying for other nations, much this morning as we even consider Israel, and our prayers and our concerns go out for that great nation of which God's people are being anointed in the midst of a travesty of terrorism that is being infringed in their nation. See, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. That is the prayer that we need to have today, isn't it, folks? That prayer that goes out to the Lord, that we confess sin. And in order to that, we ask him to hear our sin and our brokenness and to heal our land. See, the three mountains will have major impact on the rest of the mountains in which we are about to speak. Our first of those mountains this morning is the government mountain, or it could be called the empowering mountain. And as we look at that today, it has great significance because no other mountain directs or affects our lives more than the mountain of government. Now, when I speak of government, I'm not speaking of politics. Politics may be the realm in which we elect those who function in government, but politics is not government. God is government himself, and government is the exercising authority for the purpose of order within the earth that produces a protection and empowering a society. Therefore, a government mountain is, again, as I spoke earlier this morning, will be called the empowering mountain. All authority comes from the Lord. Matthew 28:18 says this, tells us that all authority has rightfully been given to Jesus in heaven above and the earth below. It says this in the Bible. It says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. See, folks, when Jesus died on the cross, he was placed in the grave and descended into hell and then arose and ascended to his place, the right hand of the Father. All authority in every dimension became his. He now delegates portions of that authority and he carries the people to bring order and the empowerment of the earth. That's why it's so important as we look at the government mountain to realize that, first of all, Jesus is the head of all government. And from there, the government in which we see from there under flows and goes underneath his authority. This is why Romans 13:1-2 tells us that no one operating in government authority has it except that God gave it himself. Now let me read that verse for you this morning. It says this, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves." Man, I tell you what, that helps us to understand, doesn't it, this morning, that it's the reason that we must honor and respect and adhere so much as the governmental authorities in the world in which we live. Now, I'm not saying this morning that when we have bad government and bad leader, which I believe that we're really struggling with in our nation today, is such things that are going on. But we're going to talk about that deeper this morning. But it does call us to pray for them, to ask for a change in their heart condition, a change that will redirect not only them, but also to the redirecting of our nation. See, this allows the righteous decrees of the Lord to go forth and reflect his heart. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 shows us that every government on this earth falls under the shoulders of Jesus. And let me read that to you this morning. "For unto this a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with the judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform on this." Man, I tell you what, from just reading that this morning really helps us to understand where the authority of government truly comes from. "From this time Jesus enters the earth, the kingdom of God has come, and this is why there will be no end to his increase of his government and peace. This is also why every government on the earth must be targeted with reformation." Now, that's the key to us this morning as we look at the government mountain, is we're looking for reformation. We're looking for change. We're looking for things in which our nation can be birthed and go back to the very beginnings in which our nation was called. And we're going to be talking about that this morning in the government mountain. And I think that's the reason why there's such influence in the government mountain that goes on throughout our nation and also, too, especially our culture. See, when we must have reformers that produce who hold these places of decision making. When they do, they become a channel for God's agenda in government rather than Satan's. When things are in order, the mountain of government becomes the empowering mountain in which I shared with you earlier this morning. See, the government mountain includes several different spheres. It includes local and state and national expressions of government. Obviously, that's a no-brainer, right? But it also includes laws and policy. It includes lobbyists, ambassadors, social services, military, police, and civil service, and interaction with these areas mean of functioning with the government mountain. That's why I'm so happy in the midst, even in our county. I'm thankful that we have a sheriff who is a God-fearing man and who takes his family to church. Who is he perfect? No, I know him fairly well, but what a great leader. And he also tries to direct in such a way that God is a part of which and how he leads. And I'm thankful for that. And we need more men like him as we look at the representation of our local leadership. That's why I think the upcoming elections that we have for mayor and some of the city council members, that we need to make sure that we put in place that people are Christians and have faith and are empowered by the Holy Spirit. That's when you think about when you do the elections as we go through. And this is a small election that we have coming up in November, but it's essential at the same time. In Mahaska County, we're voting for a mayor, and we're also voting for city council members. It's essential to know who they are, and also to, do they believe in Jesus Christ, and are they a church attending people? That's essential for us to look at that. And I am not, again, Umbrella of Mercy, I am not endorsing anybody this morning, but I am saying that you need to be paying attention to what their beliefs are and how they go about what they're doing. And that's essential for us in the days ahead as we look at this government mountain. See, when government mountain is committed to righteousness and justice for all people in the earth, the government will be reflecting the government of God himself. That is why there's no partiality within government. The corruptness of government can be traced back to the partiality shown for favors promised. In the end, that almost involves monetary benefit. This is always strictly forbidden by God and any of his people who world function and government place. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 16 through 17, is one of the places where God disallows any form of partiality to work among his government officials. I want to read that to you this morning because I think it's very, very important. Then I commanded your judges at the time, saying, hear the cases between your brethren and judge righteously between man and his brother or the stranger who is with him. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall be afraid of any man's presence for the judgment of God's. The case that is too hard for you, bring it to me and I will hear it. That is Moses. And that's for us to realize, again, someone that's an authority, that we bring it and do it not for benefit, but in such a way that helps the people himself. See, our founding father saw that so much, and I just like this. I'm going to actually read this. It talks about the founding fathers of America understood how important this was to a government like democracy. John Adams, the second president of the United States, declared that only a people committed to moral absolutes and righteousness of heart could have a government such as a democracy to operate. I'm going to read that again, because I think that's important for us to hear. John Adams, the second president of the United States, declares that only a people committed to moral absolutes and righteousness of heart could have a government such as democracy to operate. We have no government armed in power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. Again, that's important. Our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. That's essential for us this morning. President Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, he says this, when we call the roll in the Senate, the senators do not know whether to answer present or not guilty. That's important. We must have a new breed of government people whose hearts are set on reforming the government. Now, I want you to hear this. If you don't hear anything I say this morning, this is essential, what I hope that you hear. And this is important. Instead of politicians today, we need statesmen who carry forth the agenda of God, which is a government that ministers to all people and not just a few. Now, I want to say something about that this morning. We have a new Speaker of the House of Representatives in our nation. His name is Representative Michael Johnson, Speaker of the House. Now, I find this interesting. The vote was unanimous within his party in which to elect him. And I found it so neat when I saw the pictures being shown of Representative Michael Johnson, that on his knees and other representatives around him praying in the very House of Representatives. When was the last time that we saw that in our nation? It's more about political agenda, and I'm going to say this boldly this morning. I don't care what side you're on, the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. It is supposed to be the parties for the people, and I think that is where we have gone wrong in the government mountain. See, as we pray for the Representative Michael Johnson as the Speaker of the House, to be bold, walk in strength, to be tempered by grace, and be equipped to speak forth words that bring hope to our nation. That is the kind of man, that is the kind of people that we need to be representatives, not only in the House of Representatives, but also too in the Senate and the senators as well, as we lead in the nation, as we pick the next election president in the future. This is very important in the governmental mountain. And I pray that today that we see that it's important. See, it says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7, speaking of government and Jesus himself, of increase of his governmental and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of hosts will perform this. Now that's important, is it? See, folks, each family, each person and family has had the right and responsibility to create their own livelihood without overbearing government or interference. Man, do we need that today? I tell you what, we're back to the beginning where we have taxation without representation. We are heavily taxed and heavily lawed against as a nation today. And it needs to change. And what's important is this, as families and as a nation, we need to understand the government's place was not to meet their needs, but to empower society and to meet their own needs. It was, it, If this was realized, government would stop trying to police and control and be the answer to everything. It would put the power back to the hands of the people. That's where we have gone astray, folks. We have put the hands and the power of people of administration that I believe that really doesn't care and have the significance of who the people are. President Gerald Ford, he put this, a government is big enough to give you everything you want. Is a government to be big enough to take away from everything you have? And I tell you what, folks, we are on the footsteps of seeing that happen within our nation today. We need reformation and reform. That's why it's essential today that we are praying that God establishes and puts the right people in place in political positions to change and transform our nation to become back to the godly nation and the morals and the righteousness in which it stood for back in the time of the Constitution and the very beginning of the Declaration of Independence. Man, if I can't get an amen on that this morning, then nothing is going down, but we need reformation. And see, when the church does its job, the government leaders lead with righteousness and integrity. There is a place established that causes all things to flourish. That's why it's so important for us today, folks, that we as churches, as Christian people, that we are praying for those people, those officials in which are leading and have empowerment over us in which we've elected, that they are for the people, not guided by their own agendas and their own pocketbooks so they can get richer I can't believe how many people that I see that go into political arena and next thing you know, they're multimillionaires. How does that happen? There's something that's not right in the midst of our nation, and we need to take back a governmental mountain to which in a place which God governs over it. We see this in our society, people worthy of that. The umbrella of mercy about what I'm about to say this morning. This is a hard place. When we see our society today, people worthy of great punishment and even the death sentence are allowed to linger for years without the ultimate punishment being engendered. This does nothing more but to encourage the sons of men to do even more evil. And that's what is happening today because there's no consequences of what's being done. We need to make those changes and to see how God can work. And also, too, it comes back not only those things that we see in which of a nation, but see, it's important for us, for it says in Romans 13:3, for rulers are not a terror to do good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. We need that too, folks, to administer in the land of justice in which consequences are made. And when consequences are made, they know that possibility that the things that happen and you go and take multiple lives or even kill someone, and that there is justice that has to be served. And we just don't linger and we just don't go in the courts and just take forever for those things to happen. We need reformation of things for that to happen in the midst of our nation. And also too, it's important for us as a nation to realize welfare and the benefit of it. See, I want to give you a for instance. The rewarding of welfare benefits to those who use the system for livelihood instead of becoming productive parts of society should literally be outlawed. Government has created the scenario that sucks millions and even billions of dollars a year into a black hole and does nothing more to promote carelessness and irresponsible living. Man, that is so true in the midst of our nation today. If government would commit itself to give tax breaks to those who create jobs and promote the economy and society, much good would be done. Instead, those who are doing this are punished with higher taxes rather than rewarded for overall good and the effect of a society. This would be a sure way to improve society and the morale of society as well. I have a small business, and I tell you what, folks, it is literally when we small businesses are struggling because we are so hard hit of taxation, and there's just not enough at the end of the day to try to make it happen. And I think it's important for us to understand that, and also too to understand the place of the church in which it can have a voice. See, a great deception has been programmed concerning the issue of separation of church and state. This originated through a letter written by Thomas Jefferson. His purpose for advocating the separation of church and state was not to protect the state from the church, but rather to protect the church from the state. In other words, he was not concerned about the church bearing influence on the government structure, but rather the government seeking to restrict religious freedoms. This has been used to try and limit the church having influence within the framework of government itself. And folks, when we have the church and godly biblical people that's within it, that is what changes a nation. And that's where we are today in the governmental mountain. We need change and reformation. See, proper government always empowers religious expressions and never limits them. I'm going to say that again. Proper government always empowers religious expressions and never limits them. Some would argue that we need limitations on some religious groups. My answer is that the only those who are propagating crimes against people, children, and others in a supposed name of God. Other than that, the truth of the gospel is more than powerful enough on the leveling play field to sway the hearts of the people and draw them to the Lord. When this is there, through the proper government, the purpose of the kingdom will be driven forward and God's name will be glorified. Amen. Now, I know this morning that has been a tough thing that I've spoken about this morning as we look at the governmental mountain. But it is important for us to realize that the governmental mountain has one of the greatest mountains of influence and trajectory in the lives of people yet to come and the generations to come. We need reformation in the governmental mountain. Now, if you would this morning, would you pray with me? Dear Jesus, we lift up our government officials. We pray, Lord, for a revival, that reformation, that the righteousness and the morality would come back within the places and the establishment of government itself. We pray all the way from the presidency to the House of Representatives, to the Senate, to the local and state representation of both the House and the Senate and the governors, and also to the people of our local administrating government within our local communities. Lord, we lift those people up, those men and women who need you more than ever, Lord. I pray that you give them wisdom and knowledge and the help of discernment of our day to be people who are guided for the people and not over their own agendas. Lord, we need reformation more than we've ever needed in this mountain, the government mountain. Lord, we pray that we are an advocate for that. We lift up the prayers, that we ask for boldness and prayers, that our hearts would go up and you would hear our prayers and our nation would be healed and the land would be changed. Lord, we need revival in our great nation. We need you in our nation, Lord. That is truly the hope of 2024. It's not in an individual or a person to see that who's going to make those changes. It's only through your power, Jesus, that can truly happen. We believe it by faith and we trust you, Lord. In your precious holy name, Jesus, amen. Folks, this is a teaching that I know that not everyone will agree upon, and that's okay. But this is the perspective in which I believe that can make the changes as we look at the seven mountains of influence of what they can do. Next week, we're going to talk about the business mountain. So you don't want to miss this. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.